Transposing music from one key to another is something which any competent musician can do easily and almost automatically. But for someone with absolute pitch, each key has its own unique character, and the key in which one has always heard a piece is likely to be felt as the only right one. Transposing a piece of music for someone with absolute pitch can be analogous to painting a picture with all the wrong colors. Another difficulty was mentioned to me by the neurologist and musician Stephen Frucht, who himself has absolute pitch. He sometimes experiences a certain difficulty in hearing intervals or harmonies because he is so conscious of the chroma of the notes that compose them. If, for example, one plays a C on the piano and the F sharp above this, he might be so conscious of the C-ness of the C and the F sharpness of the F sharp that he fails to notice that they form a tritone, a dissonance which makes most people wince. Absolute pitch is not necessarily of much importance, even to musicians. Mozart had it, but Wagner and Schumann lacked it. But for anyone who has it, the loss of absolute pitch may be felt as a severe privation. This sense of loss was clearly brought out by one of my patients, Frank V., a composer who suffered brain damage from the rupture of an aneurysm of the anterior communicating artery. Frank was highly gifted musically and had been musically trained since the age of 4. He had had absolute pitch as long as he could recall, but now, he said, it is gone, or it has certainly been eroded. Since absolute pitch was of advantage to him as a musician, he felt its erosion keenly. Originally, he said, he perceived pitches instantly, absolutely, as he perceived colors. No mental process was involved, no inference, no reference to other pitches or intervals or scales. This form of absolute pitch had vanished completely. It was, he said, as if he had become colorblind in this regard. But as he convalesced from his brain injury, he found that he still possessed reliable pitch memories of certain pieces and certain instruments, and he could use these reference points to infer other pitches, though this, in comparison to his instant absolute pitch, was a slower process. It was also, subjectively, entirely different, for previously, every note and every key had had a distinctive flavor for him, a character uniquely its own. Now, all of this was gone, and there was no longer any real difference for him between one key and another. Absolute pitch can shift with age, and this has often been a problem for older musicians. Mark Damaschek, a piano tuner, wrote to me about such a problem. When I was 4, my older sister discovered that I had perfect pitch, could instantly identify any note across the keyboard without looking. I've been surprised and disturbed to find that my perceived piano pitch has shifted upwards by perhaps 150 cents, a semitone and a half. Now, when I hear a recorded piece or a live performance, my best guess at what note is being played is consistently absurdly high. Damaschek relates that he cannot easily compensate for this, because I'm always so firmly convinced that the note I'm hearing is the one that I've always called by its correct name. It still sounds like an F, damn it, but it's an E-flat. In general, as Patrick Barron, a musician and piano tuner, has written to me, older piano tuners tend to tune the highest treble octaves quite sharp, and the last 3 or 4 notes incredibly sharp, sometimes more than a semitone. Perhaps there is some sort of atrophy of the basilar membrane, or a stiffening of the hair cells which causes this, rather than a template shift. Other conditions may cause a temporary or permanent shift of absolute pitch, including strokes, head injuries, and brain infections. One correspondent told me that his absolute pitch shifted a semitone during an attack of multiple sclerosis and remained slightly off thereafter.